Hello.
Yep.
Hey, Manoj. Hey, everyone. Today we've got a very special guest on Open Talk. He is a renowned author and he's written not one, two, or three, but four best-selling books across a variety of topics, right from financial independence and a guide to stock investing to books that teach us about the secrets of leading happier lives. And not just that, but also how we can learn to lead a more spiritually fulfilled life when we learn to find and follow our passion. His life's mission is to elevate society in whatever way he can, and I think he's done a splendid job on that front through his informative and inspired style of writing. But it doesn't end there. He's so dedicated to his mission of elevating society that he also selflessly offers to mentor anyone interested in becoming the best version of themselves. So it's my honor to welcome Mr. Manoj Arora onto the show. Welcome, Manoj.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Manoj. How are you doing?
Good, good, good.
And I'd like to thank you for agreeing to do this interview on Open Talk. It really means a lot to us.
You're welcome.
So, Manoj, for today's show, I'd like to talk about the concept of financial independence from your first book, From the Race to Financial Freedom. Now, before I begin with the questions I've prepared, I just have a quick message for the audience. Those of you who haven't read this book yet, you must pick it up. Trust me, it'll change your life and how you look at money forever. So, Manoj, my first question for you would be, in your own words, can you tell us about what financial freedom really is?
Yeah, sure. So, there are two big constraints we all work with, which is one is time and the other is money. So effectively what we do every day is we are essentially trading off our time and earning money out of it. And financial freedom is a concept wherein it offers us the best of both, which means it offers us enough money. I don't say it's an unlimited amount of money, but it's enough for us to lead a comfortable life. And it offers us enough time to pursue our passions, our dreams, whatever we want to do in life. So it offers essentially a combination of these two together, which is very difficult to find in, any other place. For example, I was working in a job full time, with a company like IBM. I mean, it's paying very well, but then the challenge was with the time that I had in my life, which I wanted to devote to many other things, but I could not. So I had the money, but I didn't have the time. And there are other scenarios where people have a lot of time, but then they are struggling for money. So financial freedom essentially is a state where you have the best of both worlds.
Okay, got it. And why do you think financial freedom is so critical to achieve in this day and age, Manoj?
Okay, I'll basically take you to my own story. While I was in corporate sector, I worked for around 20 years with various companies, including TCS, IBM, and some of the best companies in the world. I always wanted to do certain things in life, and those things were as simple as, spending a lot of time with my daughters, for example, or doing something for the nature, right? Tree plantation has been one of my key passions. But while I was working, I was not really able to get the time to really pursue all these things. I had all the money in the world, but then without time being with me, this money was really not that useful. Okay, so I really wanted to have a situation where I would have both of them, and then I could really go out and do things which I always wanted to do. And that's basically giving meaning to your life. So why, if you ask me, why do you really want to achieve financial freedom, or why would somebody want to achieve financial freedom? There are goals, there are dreams, there are areas which people want to work on. But they're all constrained because of the time that they have in their hands. And
So true.
that's something which financial freedom I thought would give me. And that's what I realized when I actually took financial freedom around 6 years back. I quit my job from IBM after 20 years of working. And I started my own NGO immediately after that, which is basically into tree plantation. And we do a lot of work across India, in multiple cities across India. And so that was one of the things that I always wanted to pursue. And then spending time with my own family, you know. So my daughters, they're growing up. So one is in 10th, the other is in 12th. So I have been able to spend, you know, a lot of time with them over the last 5-6 years, which I now realize that, I mean, had I not done that, and now that they're in 12th, 10th and 12th, and once they go to college, I don't know, I'm not sure how much time will I really be able to spend after that. So, you know, those are the key things in life which you miss once. It's very difficult to get back those things in life. So, why financial freedom? My answer is make your own life more worthwhile, you know. That's my answer to why you need financial freedom.
Okay. Absolutely. I completely agree with that. You need to prioritize what's important in your life. And once you figure out what takes priority, then you realize why you want to achieve financial freedom. What's really important to you?
You know, and a lot of us, what I have realized is we don't think on these lines. You know, we feel that there's only one way in life, that you have to study hard, you know, get into a good job and continue working like that for probably the rest of your life. And and basically take care of your family. That's it. But life is much more than that. I think we got to make our life more worthwhile than just this earning for our families. I mean, that of course we got to do. That's our responsibility. But over and above that, we got to do something else which makes our life more meaningful.
Completely agree with that. It's the whole golden handcuff situation.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that 6 years ago is when you actually quit your corporate job and started your own NGO. But I'm guessing that to achieve financial freedom, a great degree of financial education is necessary. So how much financial education would you say is necessary to achieve financial freedom, or at least to get started on the journey towards financial freedom?
Okay, again, I wouldn't go very far away, but if you look at my example, not even a single person in my entire family, talk of my brothers, sisters, my parents, my cousins, everyone, nobody has any financial background. I have no financial background. I am basically an electrical engineer. And then I moved to IT industry post working for a few years in electrical engineering stream. Throughout worked in IT industry. But I, while I was working, I started handling my own personal finance. I mean, I started learning about it, reading a little bit of books about it. And it's not that difficult, you know. Essentially, if you ask me, as Warren Buffett says, it's 10th standard mathematics that you ought to know.
Okay.
It's not more than that in terms of financial acumen. Now, there are a lot of other factors that come into play when you're, you know, striving for financial freedom or striving to generate more wealth. Okay, these could be related to your personal traits. It could be related to your how you react to volatile situations in market and so on and so forth. But in terms of financial knowledge, if you ask me, not more than 10 standard maths is what you need to really get going with your financial freedom aspects.
Okay, that's good to know. So anyone at any age can get started, right? From like a high school student to a person who's been working in the corporate environment for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have among my readers, I have a lot of people whom I am coaching. Many of them are still in college. They are saving out of their pocket money and trying to invest whatever they can. And many of them are nearing their retirement age. They still are looking for financial freedom because they know that even if after retirement, they may not have enough money to survive.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, our living, the average age of living has gone up. So today, if somebody is retiring at the age of 60, he needs enough money to survive for another 20, 30 years.
True.
And the cost of living has gone up. So it's not going to be easy. So there are a lot of people at that age also who are joining into the program and trying to understand what's going to actually make them financially free.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And on the other side, I said youngsters. In fact, I always tell most of my seminars that we should start teaching our children about money when they know how to count. It's mm-hmm. as simple as that. We don't have to really wait for them to start earning money and then they will save something and then they'll start investing. You know, that's not the way it should be. We're all, you know, we should prepare them to handle money, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because
true.
I have two daughters, so at least they know, okay, this is my bank account. This is how I put in money in a fixed deposit. This is how it earns interest. Very basics, you know. We're not mm-hmm. saying you go and invest in stocks or anything, but very basics about money, how to save money, how to invest money in a fixed deposit or a simple mutual fund, and how does a bank gives interest to you. And the more you invest, the more interest you get. For the more duration you invest, the more interest you get. So, mm-hmm. you know, time becomes a very, very critical factor in investing. And the earlier they start, I mean, the better edge they have in terms of generating more wealth.
True. I mean, it's like you said, I think you mentioned this either on Goodreads or Quora. I'm not sure where, but while researching, I think someone asked you about what the best financial advice you ever received was. And you talked about how you didn't really receive good financial advice from anyone per se, but what got you really interested in the subject matter of finance was when you saw your elder brother's passbook.
Yeah.
You realized the power of compounding. Yeah, I think that's very important.
how I got into this. You know, that was actually a trigger, as you say, you know, in my financial journey. Till that point, I was having the same impression about money as probably any normal person would have, that it's difficult to earn and you know, you can't really get wealthy just by saving money and investing money. So when I saw that, you know, somebody earning an interest which is more than my salary, now that's something which, you know, triggered something in my mind. That you know, you can get returns from your money which can be more than what you actively earn. So essentially, all about it. Your passive income starts to give you money which is more than your active income, then you don't really have to work. I mean, you can still continue to work, but it's not necessary for you to work.
Yeah, once your money starts working for you.
Yeah, true.
So, Manoj, how long does it typically take in order to achieve financial freedom? So, say there's an individual with a very good comprehensive financial education. How long on average do you think it would take for him to achieve financial independence?
Well, again, it's, you know, it's a very, very customized field, I would say. Every individual, every family is so different. I'm working with close to 300 people individually. And there are people who would get financially free in 2 years' time because they already have enough net worth. There are people who would not get free even after 10 years because their monthly expenses are so high. You know, so it's all depending on what lifestyle you have currently, what is that you're looking for in future, where are you currently? So which means what's your current net worth? Where do you want to reach? So there are many factors that influence these things. Typically, if you ask me on an average, like I took around 6 to 7 years to, you know, when I started on my journey and till I finished my journey. And I was around year and a half late than what I planned for. So I planned for around 5 to 6 years and it took me around 7 years. But that's the average it takes for a middle class family with one or two children to, you know, get going on the journey and finish it off in 7 years.
Okay, nice. Yeah, and as you said, you plan to do it in 5 years and you did it in 6.5. But in the big picture, I don't think that 1.5 years matters that much.
Yeah, it's not
still,
at all.
Yeah,
it's the day
great that you
did it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And That plan is so private to me, so nobody knows I planned for 5 years. So I think important thing is when you get going on the journey, you know, a lot of people also share this feedback, and I have also experienced it, that as you are approaching financial freedom, the way of looking at life starts to change.
Okay.
And even people who were in their regular jobs, you know, they didn't leave their jobs. They were still continuing in their jobs. And they said that this freedom has given them a better risk appetite. They're able to take bolder decisions in their jobs. You know, they're not worried about taking a risky decision, because they know at least they are secure. Their family is secure. Now they can really open up and do things which they always thought were risky.
Exactly.
So even if you're not pursuing any different passion or any other area of interest, even if you're continuing in your job, your performance increases many folds just because your mindset changes.
So true. Also, Manoj, on your website, I noticed that you also offer mentorship opportunities to anyone who wants to elevate life. Can you tell us a little bit more about the mentoring opportunity that you provide?
Yeah, so you know, this is a program which I started around 2 years back.
Okay.
And earlier, you know, like I told you, I have an NGO where we do tree plantation and all. So while I was doing all that, I realized that there are a lot of good people around me who want to do a lot of things for the society. You know, somebody wants to teach underprivileged children. Somebody wants to sponsor their education and take care of other things. So a lot of people are there who want to do good things. But then, you know, they're all stuck, like I was stuck.
Okay.
They're stuck in their jobs. They're stuck in their businesses. They don't have time to do all these things, what they want to do, but they don't have that time, you know. So I thought that what can I do to, you know, really leverage their intent, whatever they want to do for the society. And I alone cannot, you know, elevate the world around me. I need a lot of people doing it in their own special ways. Not that they have to do what I am doing, but they can do it in their own ways. So I thought that, okay, so I'm able to do this because I've got financially free. Now, is there a way I can help them reach financial freedom? If they can get through financial freedom, then I'm sure that most of them who are good-minded, like-minded people, they will have their own ways to elevate the world around them. So I started this program where I, you know, started coaching people. It's not only coaching, you know, it's kind of hand-holding, where I understand their current situation, help them prepare their very, very customized financial freedom plan, and then take them through that journey of financial freedom. It could take, as I said, 2 years, it could take 10 years, 15 years, till the time they get financially free, I stay with them. I keep reviewing, I keep tracking what they're doing. I keep talking to them, keep recommending them how they should go about a particular situation. So that's a program that's called as an elite program. And of course, I cannot take everybody in because of the time constraints that I have. But I usually take around 10 to 15 people every quarter. So there are applications that come in three times a year. And I take around 10 to 15 people in that.
Oh, okay, nice.
It's called as Elite Program. So it's mentioned on the website. Otherwise, anybody can send me an email. I can share the details.
Okay, great. So at the end of the show, I'll just mention in the show notes that your website URL as well as your email address.
Yep.
Now, I just have one final question, Manoj. So if you could give one piece of advice to anyone trying to achieve financial freedom, then what would that advice be?
What would the advice be? Start early.
Okay.
Start as early as you can, wherever you are. You don't know when you need this freedom. When is it going to help you in life? Today, everything is becoming very unstable, unsteady, and volatile. you got to prepare yourself and you have to start as early as you can. This is the biggest lever. Time is the biggest lever to wealth creation. Nothing else can, you know, help you if you've lost time.
Absolutely.
So, if there's one advice, it will be start early.
Okay. That's a great one, Manoj. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. It was a pleasure having you on Open Talk.
You're most welcome.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Manoj. Take care.
Great talking to you. Bye.